Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. I have a good one for you today because I can't stop laughing about this. You just committed bank fraud and you're about to go to federal prison, okay? Please don't forget to hit the like button, comment on the video, and today we have a sponsor, Chuck Norris. Last weekend, there were a bunch of viral videos that went around where people were talking about the infinite money hack. And I thought, what is this? Well, what it was, it's very simple. If you deposited a check into a Chase account, you had the ability to transfer the money wherever you wanted to. You had the ability to withdraw large sums of money from multiple ATMs, and you know, people just thought, wow, it's an infinite money hack. There's only one problem with this infinite money hack. Here's how it worked. And you tell me if you see the problem with this. You go out and you write yourself a check, large sum, not $500, $30,000, $50,000, $75,000, and deposit in your ATM. And the bank then would give you credit as if you had $50,000 in your bank account. So what did people do? Started withdrawing the money from the ATMs. Only problem is you wrote yourself a check committing bank fraud, okay? You do it from your own checking account and you just write yourself a check and it'll zero out when the bank opens after the holiday. Really, okay? Now, they anticipate that over 1,000 people did this. And people shared these videos online with other saps that did this, that committed fraud, okay? So think about this. The money's not yours. The money is deposited into a bank and they're trusting you thinking that the money is there. But once these videos start going out, people at Chase Bank over the weekend goes, is this true? Is this really happening? Sure enough, people were waiting in line at Chase Banks to hit the ATM to go steal money out of Chase ATMs. Is that wild, guys? You cannot make this up. These people went and did this. Now, there are multiple felonies involved with this. Number one, when you do it over $1,000, it's considered a felony. When you purposely write a bad check, that's another crime. It just goes on and on and on. And then stealing the money makes it even worse. Now, here's the best part. People went out and were like, I don't really believe that this works. So let's say some guy had $5,000 in his account. Well, he goes out and does this and writes the bad check, puts it in his ATM account, and then starts pulling out the money. They froze the accounts. So you don't even have your $5,000 anymore. Some of these people just did it to see if they could transfer the money back and forth. Hey, wow, you can do that. Okay, still a fraud. You understand? Complete bank fraud. Now, other people went out, and this is where it gets hairy. People went out. Nobody did anything like pay their rent or their mortgage for a year. You never saw videos like that. You just saw, hey, look what I did. Now, this was funny because I did this once, okay? But it was legitimate funds. These people went out, and they put the money in the bank, and then they cleared out the ATM, took their card out, put their card back in, and did just a balance request. You got $76,119 in your bank account. Wow. So what would they do? Go down to the car dealership and buy themselves a very, very nice car. And look, man, I want 100% financing. I got all this money in the bank. $76,000 in the bank. Oh, okay. Only problem is they don't. They get a nice $2,000 a month payment and committed fraud. So people are going to jail for this. Now, years ago, I went out and got a personal loan and was put into my bank account. And I thought, gosh, I wonder if I could use this to rent a place before the money has to get transferred next week. Sure enough, printed it out, showed it to a potential landlord, says, look at all this money. I've got a year's worth of rent in here. Oh, wow, you sure do. Yeah, here you go. Okay. But I had the funds. Okay. It was a little different. Kinda. Okay. The point is that these people are done. These people are done to root. Now, what's happening is the accounts are getting frozen. People's bank accounts, they go in and they're putting 7-day holds on the deposits. So not only do you not have the access to the money, you've withdrawn $5,000-$8,000, whatever the number is that you've taken, and now they've put a 7-day hold in your account till the check clears from yourself. That's not going to clear, and you know it's not going to clear. So isn't that wild? Okay, that's the infinite money hack. By the way, there is no such thing as an infinite money hack. So great videos surfaced. One guy works at Chase Bank, and he says, "Hi, I'm in the fraud department, and I have been fielding calls for the last 2 days, and I want to tell you what a serious problem you people have on your hands. First of all, people would call in, and it would get to the, I need to talk to a supervisor, my account's been frozen, this is ridiculous." And the guy says, "Well, boo-boo, you're going to jail. You're gonna need money for commissary. So what you've done is a felony, lots of them. And this is not a civil matter anymore. We're sending this to the legal department, and you're most likely gonna get arrested soon." So he was telling people this over and over and over. This one guy was telling them that. Now, I can't use his video to show you this, but how wild is that, guys? How funny is that? These people went out and committed bank fraud and thought that it was okay. And again, the stupidity of people and the stupidity of the masses. That's why certain people get elected. You know what I mean? So, anyways, have you heard about this? Can you believe this? Now, wild story, when I was in, this is in the 80s, and I had a kid that worked for me, and he said, "Oh, wow, you know," if you remember ATMs back then, when you deposited a check, you'd tell them the amount, and they put it in an envelope, lick the envelope, and put it in the ATM. And does a deposit on Friday night, goes out all weekend, takes his girlfriend out, goes to dinner a couple times, and then Sunday afternoon, he's cleaning out his car, and he realized the check that he was supposed to put inside the envelope for the ATM had fallen down to the side of the car. He's like, "Hey, what should I do?" I said, "Well, I'd call the bank." And the bank is closed, of course, because it's Sunday and it's the 1980s. So he shows up literally when the bank opened at 9 a.m. And they said, "Oh, wow, you're really lucky, because this is total fraud. And we were calling the police. We were literally on the phone with them to deal with you and someone else that did the same thing." And he says, "No, it was just an accident." So needless to say, they said, well, one thing that people do that's really stupid is they go out, when they would do this, and this is back in the 80s, they would then go and make a second deposit and put the check in, thinking, "Oh, well, this will write, they'll just do the math." No, they think you have two checks and they'll freeze your account and it's the last thing you wanted to. But that's how close this guy got to them calling the cops on him. These people are going to jail, okay? Jail. So, again, the best videos are the people that are just laughing, the people that just piss the money away. And my favorite are the people that talked about how I had thousands of dollars in the account and now I don't have access to my account anymore. Of course not. Of course you don't have access to your account anymore because you did this bank fraud. So, did anybody out there try the infinite money hack? Please, I know my audience is smarter than that, so I know that nobody did this, but wow. So again, fraud, jail, these people are going, you're gonna see people perp walked is what's gonna happen, because JP Morgan is furious over this. So once again, deposited fake check, transferred money, did nefarious things with it, took money out that wasn't theirs, and they called it the infinite money hack, okay? Yeah, and again, let me know. Never underestimate the stupidity of people. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is a legendary actor who has been in Hollywood for decades. You've seen all the memes about what a tough guy he is and how everybody around him suffers because they're not as tough as Chuck Norris. Well, he attributes three things to his longevity and his health, and you can do those three things in your life. If you go to the link chuckdefense.com/Dan, you can see what he did to make a difference in his life. The best place, guys, use the link below to get this, but he says he feels like he did when he was in his 50s, and he he can work out longer, play with his grandchildren, but he's got lean muscle mass. He doesn't have joint pain, and he attributes it to these three things. Check it out today. So many of you have gone there. It's a simple video that you can watch and see the difference that he made. Use the link below. It's the best place to get there. But go to chuckdefense.com/Dan and see what he did in his life to make a big difference. So I was driving to go film, and as I was walking down the street, I've seen Jose before where he loads up the push cart and pulls it on his bike to go recycle. Now, again, hard work, and look at this, guys. So, bravo, Jose. I mean, amazing, guys, okay? This is not ripping off a bank, guys. But look at that. It's just wild how high he gets it. Yes, I gave him money. And I've just seen that guy so many times with those huge, massive loads. And then you've got people trying to steal from a bank. So, next thing, Volkswagen. Volkswagen's been around for, 75 years. Well, guess what, guys? The finance chief for the company says that they have 2 years to turn the brand around, or they're going to be in trouble. They're going to close two plants right now, and they're trying to save the brand right now. Think about this. If you've got Volkswagen that could go out of business, now they've had scandal after scandal, and they had the thing where they lied about the mileage and things like that, 5, 6, 7 years ago, whenever that started, and that did not help. But this is bad news, because if Volkswagen's going to go down, what are these, ridiculous EV car brands, what chance do they have? How about this? None. They don't. They don't have a chance. So I bought a car once. A tremendous deal from my ex-wife's employer. Hey, they don't make this Plymouth anymore. And I will never forget the problems that I had when we had parts issues. I can't get it. Can't get it. Sorry. It was just a disaster. So with that being said, you're going to see more and more of that. And the next thing is that great story out of Florida where somebody bought a used car. And when they took the car in for repairs, they realized that the airbags had been deployed in the car. And they were never told that. And then they were put together in such a shoddy way that it was dangerous, and they ended up suing the dealership over this. So this has been a real problem because certain things are very expensive. Find out when you guys buy anything. Do a little research on it. Do a little research of the Carfax. Do a little research to see if the car's been in an accident, and have these people commit to this, because I'm telling you, as people get more desperate, they do more desperate things to get things out the door and to get money from you. It's that simple. So this is Newport Beach, California. A few cities over, inland, next to Anaheim, is a city called Garden Grove. They're finding card skimmers at the gas stations that steal all your data, your ATM data, everything. But they're so sophisticated and so small. If you go to a gas station, you may want to consider walking inside and giving them the card. You may want them to do that because it's so bad right now in certain areas. So look at it. If it doesn't look right, here in California, they have a sticker over it that says that this device has not been tampered with. If you don't see that, don't use it. Just do yourself a favor because of how bad it is. That's one of the other islands over there. That one, no cars in the island. You have to walk to the island or take your little golf cart. It's a snob festival over there. The people are rude, okay? Why are you filming? You getting my house and on camera? Yeah, I am. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I love getting up early in the morning. It has been so blazing hot out here lately that it is. Here at the water, it's super hot. It's well over 80 right now. It's crazy. Couple things. The rumor is Elon Musk has been tasked to be the efficiency expert for the government. Could you imagine if this comes true? Oh my gosh. I mean, it would be funny because not only does that guy not need another job, but it would just be funny because of how I would just see the government red tape that they would get rid of. So it'll be interesting to see if things like that come to fruition or not. There is a beautiful area inside of New York City called Canary Wharf. Canary Wharf, I had to get this story from the UK, and Stephen sent me this one. And here you have office buildings that, guys, are just, that they're, the vacancy rate is crazy, but they're starting to go to auction for these buildings, and they're getting like single, bids at auction. But here's the staggering thing that really blew me away. 20 Churchill Place, 76% occupancy. That's the good one. One Canada Square's got 64% occupancy. And 5 Churchill, back in 2023, it had 98%. Not anymore, guys. And then the worst one is 7 Colonnade. This office building has a 7% occupancy rate. 7%. How do you have an office building that only 7% of the people are occupying it? But that whole area, the Canary Wharf area, is suffering from businesses that are closing, and it's infectious when this happens. Now, there's a restaurant, I want to get the name of this restaurant right, in Santa Monica, that is going out of business after 18 months. And the thing about this is that it is Isla. And Isla is going down for the count. And the chef, Brian Bornman, talked about all the problems that they've had lately. They just cannot keep people coming to the restaurant. They cannot spend. People don't have the discretionary income. Now, again, two things. Santa Monica, you guys saw that 2 weeks ago when I went out there. It's an absolute hellhole. And you're starting to see things like that close. People don't want to risk their lives. You have to go to the parking structure. I know exactly where this place is at. Got to go to the parking structure and walk down the street and walk through the torrent of homeless people and drug addicts and just crime, that you have to take your life into your own hands to go to an expensive restaurant that people know you're an expensive restaurant. That sounds like fun. One thing I've noticed this morning walking out here is that right on the water, okay, that you've never seen. Occasionally, you'll see a listing. You got one there. You got one here, and then you got one up the street. You got more and more of these things for sale. I've never seen 3 houses on this street for sale. And by the way, that's your backyard there. Okay, so millions of dollars. And what street is this, Dan? This is Edgewater over here. It wraps around and they rename it when you turn the corner. But I'll show you guys the other one as I walk back. Sign of the times, guys, when it comes to the economy. And people can sit there and tell me how great it is and you need to calm down and things aren't that bad where I live. They're not bad for these people. These people are loaded, man. Oh yeah, let's get rid of that second house. That's the problem that these people have. They don't have the problem of let's go steal from JP Morgan. Come on. That's not the same clientele, if you know what I mean. So let me know about this. Let me know about if you heard that infinite money hack. I still laugh. Oh my gosh. The best part about that whole story is the Chase employees going, no, we're not going to release the account. Prepare to be arrested. When you make a deposit in an ATM, this guy brought up such a great point that I didn't bring up earlier. And that is that your face is on camera, because people start saying, hey, it wasn't me that did this. Well, we have you on camera. We have the picture of you making the deposit. Because internally, like when you make a deposit and there's a question, what they do is they pull up the photo and it's got like a, let's just call it a booking sheet. But it's got a sheet on it with the people's face on it. Now, one of the tech guys was telling me yesterday, he believes that when you do the little picture of the phone, that it's taking a picture of the person that actually makes the deposit. That I can't verify or not, but they know it's you and you're the one in your own account putting the money in there. So let us know what you think about this. But these houses, they're nice. I'll finish it up by the other one that's for sale and you guys can take a look at it. I'm gonna finish this video with these last couple stories. And it just had a really good time with this one. The stupidity of people was really funny. And couple stories to finish this. First one is, there was a rumor that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were going to break up and that their love affair was completely a sham to begin with. Okay. But there was supposedly a letter from his PR agency where they ended up calling the attorneys, because if it's fake, which it's, they say it is, it looks really good. But who would document something like this? Hey, listen, on the 24th, we're going to break up, and, you know, it's because of X, Y, and Z, and you're not as serious about me as I am about you. Whatever, okay? Who cares, okay? So she'll just write a song about you, bro. I mean, it'll be nice. Oh, by the way, there's the other house for sale, three on the same street, which, you guys, this is just unheard of. Understand? Hello. It's unheard of. Sign of the times. So, final story is, there was a guy that you've seen. If you watch one football highlight film, season, or anything, there's been a guy, a moron named Chiefsaholic, who would get himself all dressed up and be like a painted face Chiefsaholic, and he would go to every single Chiefs game. Okay? Xavier Bobadur. Now, Xavier had a problem because he was a bank robber. Legitimate bank robber. Illegitimate bank robber. I mean, a lot of crime in this video. Anyways, this guy would go rob banks and finally got caught. And people said, hey, it looks like the guy, the Chiefsaholic guy. Anyways, he got 17 and a half years. He stole over $800,000 to finance him traveling with the team. And the team would sit there and, we love our fans and we love Chiefsaholic. I love the National Felon League. Don't you guys? They're the best. Best. Okay? Anyways, please don't forget to hit the like button. You could live on this street too. Okay? This house behind me, last time this was for sale, that was $17.5 million. Okay? Anyways, I don't know what it sold for. Like, subscribe, email me, hello@iallegedly.com. Don't forget the private channel. A lot of people have signed up for that. It's doing really, really well. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you soon.